This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Union Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said that the technological base is rapidly being prepared for achieving Viksit Bharat, highlighting India's tech-driven future. During a convocation at IIT Hyderabad this morning, he urged students to design world-class technologies and products. Mr. Vaishnav announced the rollout of India's first indigenous semiconductor chip this year, with 6 semiconductor plants under construction, positioning India as a leading global player.
The first manufactured in India chip on a commercial scale will be manufactured in this year, 2025. The way we have created the talent pool, the way we are promoting the design, and the way we are going deeper into the capital equipment and the materials required for semiconductors, India will become one of the top 5 semiconductor nations in the world in the coming years.
Union Minister of Education Dharmendra Pradhan today said that India is destined to become a developed country by 2047 and every citizen has a role to play in achieving this goal. He was speaking at the 7th convocation ceremony of IIT Palakkad in Kerala. The minister urged the students to take the lead in building world-class infrastructure across various sectors, including transport, housing, medical facilities and agriculture.
This country has destined to be the developed country by 2047. Every citizen had a role to play in this 2047 target. We have to develop world-class infrastructure in the transportation, in the housing, in the medical facility, in the education, agriculture, in any other economic activities. We have to self-reliant on the technologies. We have to self-reliant on innovation. We have to self-reliant on the food security.
A total of 328 students received their certificates from the minister during the ceremony. Union Minister for Youth Affairs and Sports Mansukh Mandaviya said that to fulfill the goal of making India a developed nation by 2047, it is necessary to make the youth of India drug-free. While addressing the inaugural session of the Youth Spiritual Summit in Varanasi today, the Union Minister appealed to everyone to imbibe the spirit of nation first and cooperate in nation building.
हमें हमारे देश को विकसित भारत के स्वप्न को साकार करने के लिए हमें युवा फॉर नशा मुक्त विकसित भारत बनाना है आज कई देश एडिक्शन के हिसाब से कैसी उसकी बर्बादी हुई है ने देखा है हमें हमारे देश को इस बर्बादी से बचाना है लेकिन उसकी जिम्मेवारी मोदी जी युवाओं को देना चाहते हैं युवाओं जिम्मेवारी का निर्वहन करे दोस्तों जब युवा संकल्प करता है तब रिवॉल्यूशन होता
मोर देन 500 यूथ रिप्रेजेंटेटिव्स फ्रॉम 100 स्पिरिचुअल एंड सोशियो कल्चरल ऑर्गेनाइजेशंस फ्रॉम अक्रॉस द कंट्री आर पार्टिसिपेटिंग इन दिस 2-डे समिट The government has convened an all-party meeting tomorrow ahead of the monsoon session of the parliament beginning on Monday. During the meeting, the government will seek cooperation from all political parties to ensure the smooth functioning of both houses of parliament. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today inaugurated and laid foundation stone of various schemes and programs worth 1,271 crore rupees in Rudrapur, Uttarakhand. Mr. Shah interacted with investors and entrepreneurs from across the country at the Uttarakhand Investment Festival 2025 organized at Rudrapur. He also addressed a gathering on this occasion. Enforcement Directorate ED has issued notices to tech companies Google and Meta in connection with online betting app cases. Sources said ED has summoned representatives from both companies to appear before its Delhi headquarters on Monday. The agency is examining the role of digital platforms in enabling promotion of these online betting apps. China has condemned the Pahalgam terrorist attack and has called on regional countries to enhance counter-terrorism cooperation to safeguard regional security. In a reaction to the US designating their resistance front, a proxy of Pakistan-based Lashkar-e-Taiba, as a foreign terrorist organization for its involvement in the Pahalgam terror attack, Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Lin Jian said the country opposes all forms of terrorism. In women's cricket, toss has been delayed due to rain in the second ODI of 3-match series between India and England at Lord's in London. The match was scheduled to start at 3:30 p.m. IST. And that is the end of this news bulletin.